Hans would say, good evening. Tonight I'd like to start with a story because I got flowers from Ida and Martha. The red and white is very, very, and this is the combination of it. It has an extreme significance for me, and I tell you why. Some years ago, before I went to bed, I had a long talk with Sai Baba. And in that, I asked him for something. So I go to sleep and I have a dream where I am sitting in a place on the floor in a lotus position, and Richard is sitting this side, and another person that I don't know was sitting this side. And Baba walks in and takes petals of carnation, white and red, and handful by handful pours it on our head until we begin. And every time he was doing that, he was saying, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you, until we became like a mount of flower petal of red and white. And to me, every time I see it, it immediately reminds me of the blessing I got that night and just renew it again. So thank you. Particularly when you guys didn't know, this has so much significance for me. Tonight I was thinking that any of you guys that have read Bible, because I really haven't, if you know one of Jesus' saying, I like to take it as a topic of tonight and see what we can come up with our own light.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
The meek shall inherit. The meek means detached. Now we can all look at it even closer. The ones that have renounced it, they will gain it. Now, any comment on that? The meek shall inherit it. And that is one way of looking at it. And I say it and then we can go. The other way depends how you look at the meek. If you look at it in a more divine way, yeah. If you look at it more like the someone that has no will, it will go with anything. One small wind comes, it will take him here or take him there. They will inherit the earth. That's all they will have, the earth. You know, the concreteness of the earth.
I always understood it as, like you say, that the first one is that the peaceful, people are peace, and that are not, aggressive and violent and
humble.
That they're the ones that are, you know, well, everybody trying to grab and everything, but they're the ones. Those are the ones that are. They're going to be the ones.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes. Any other comment on that? When you have a lot of pride, your antidote is to be humble. But when you're humble, without any pride, it's high time that you move on to a place where neither one of them really exists. Because I've seen people that are very humble, they're also haven't won the kingdom or the earth. You know, they really haven't. So I would say, to me, humble is when you renounce the material life, if you don't have much attachment to it, you know. Or what, anybody else would like to comment on that? Hans, what do you think?
Well, I was just thinking on the opposite direction. If you, you know, if it's said by Jesus, the humble or the meek will inherit the earth, does that imply that those that are not humble will not inherit the earth? So it's more a question than a comment, really.
And what does he mean by inheriting the earth? Do you really want to inherit the earth?
Well,
would that
maybe
curse
I bring in another quote from him. Thy or your kingdom come. With other words, traditionally it has been the belief and the expectation that a divine kingdom will be on earth and the meek will live in it, or the humble.
It surely is not the case now, as the humble is being swallowed by the pride. I think if we look at it symbolically and not look at it as a face value, and one side is saying, be a good man, you know, be a good man. If you have a lot of animalistic character, just be a good man. But in another way, if we look at it more deeper, we realize that inheriting the earth is not such a pleasant thing in the first place, you know. So how do we explain that? Why would he say earth? What does it mean, Richard? Do you know?
No.
Tony?
I don't know, I've inherited the earth, but it seemed like everyone around me, the things that they would want from this earth or would expect, as I'm to say, living by trust.
Yeah.
A lot of things
yeah,
are manifested and come
to. Very nice way of looking at it. Very nice
the,
way.
The things that.
Yeah,
I guess like I
you
said
it. That,
yeah.
that really does sits with my heart. That, you know, if you trust, then you will be taken care of. Not that you inherit the earth, but you will have in not having authority, you have a lot of authority.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
I think too, if people are humble and if they're peaceful, maybe they understand.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the omnipresent.
Yeah.
And then they would be able to have the vision to make this earth, you know, heaven on earth here,
yes,
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, very
trust
good.
Trust me, I'm in heaven.
Yes.
I want to add another. He said when he returns, the rich will be poor and the poor will be rich.
Yes, added to the ones that say I don't. Yeah, we talked about that. In fact, we had a class on that where the way I understood, and I really, really love this. At first, it used to be shocking for me. What do you mean? That's very cruel. The ones that don't have, you take away. The one that have, you give more. And what it means is that going back to supply when you always concentrate on having a lack, you become fascinated by it, or you occupy your mind, and whatever occupies your mind, it starts having picturing on your consciousness. So if you keep saying I don't have, you won't have. If you think you do have, then you do. You know, it depends how, what is the reaches in one's mind. That's the way I understand it, but you guys bring your light too, because I'm just as new in that as you are.
going back to the meek shall inherit the earth.
Uh-huh.
The meek are those who are not go-getters. They're calm and peaceful. So for me, meek doesn't mean humble. Meek can actually mean that the one who is like Ramakrishna and is quiet and peaceful and dwells in his silence. By dwelling in the silence, he is very much not pushing to get anything in the world. So he becomes very meek.
So inherited?
But now, inherit always comes from the Father. So the Father will give you the earth. So if you're very meek, you're in silence, all your needs are provided for by the Father without you doing anything.
That's what you just said. Trust meditation.
Yeah.
Well, that was really good. We went around this circle and we came very safely.
How about, can I say one?
Uh-huh, sure.
I don't know the Bible too well myself, but just one that's about fascinating is...
we're talking about the saying in Bible, Lois. Uh-huh.
As you ask and you believe it,
so shall you receive.
And you believe it, it will be as you say it, or something like that. You know,
Does anybody know this one good?
Yeah, so you say it, and you believe it, it will be done, or something like that.
Yeah.
About belief, faith.
It talks about faith, absolutely. And also about the beliefs. You see, we believe duality, we're in mess. We believe the oneness, we're unmess. So it's just saying what you believe is what becomes your lot. It's so incredible. Today I was in my cave and I was being quiet after a long, phone calls I had. And I was thinking that really the world really does not exist anymore the way it existed once upon a time in my life. And I was thinking that everybody's barking, and yet we're deaf to it. They're not crying out. I'm not talking about crying out, because we're all ready to give to those that are crying out. But I mean, constant bark. And thank God through this system that we have transformed ourselves with, we're not part of that barking group people, crowd, whether it is for this or whether for that cause. We're just being meek, like you were saying.
If they included meditation in Christianity, I think it would be a beautiful thing, because...
Yes, and you know what? I have studied some mystical way of religion, particularly in Islam. Their ways is not even remotely similar to real religion, and yet they are the essence of their religion. They all have quiet and renunciation and walking in light and being mystically alone with the self. They all say that. But the way we don't see it, because the emphasis is in gymnastic of the mind in religion.
I used to think about the rich will be poor and the poor will be rich, I kind of thought about it like everyone will have food and a place to stay. But now I think it might even be a little better than that. It might just be some will have understanding and some will not.
Yeah, that is your food. That is your food. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I went to another quote that he has. But yes, it is. Your food is where your understanding